You're listening to SBS News.
Research by the Australian Institute of Family Studies reveals most elder abuse is perpetrated by family members, with adult children being those most likely to abuse their parents. Dr. Kay Patterson is Australia's Age Discrimination Commissioner. She says abuse can take many forms.
Elder abuse can be physical, emotional, financial. It can also be, sadly, sexual or neglect. And also, we now know that people are having their medication stolen or having medication withheld from them. It takes many forms.
Russell Westacott is the CEO of the Senior Rights Service of New South Wales.
Most social researchers, in the absence of a prevalent study, suggest that elder abuse is probably close to around 10%.
Financial abuse appears to be the most common form of abuse and often occurs with psychological abuse. Mr. Westacott says it's a scenario that doesn't have to be complicated.
It can be family agreements, like, "Mum, why don't you move into the downstairs area at our home, sell your home, help pay off our mortgage, and we'll look after you." And then in 3 to 6 months' time, that relationship turns sour. They ask Mum to move out, and there's a family agreement been in place that's only verbal, nothing in writing.
Russell Westacott says whenever an agreement is made within a family on property or monetary transactions, it's important to have a written record with some signatures, even if a family decides not to involve a solicitor. Pro bono lawyer Ali French, who works with the financial abuse team at Redfern Legal Centre in Sydney, says often people don't realise they are the victims of financial abuse.
Clients that we see at the Financial Abuse Legal Service have been in relationships with a person that they often have trusted, often for many, many years, and you don't think that someone that you love and care and that loves and cares for you financially abuses you and controls you to the point where you have no money. So I think coming to the realisation that that's the type of relationship you're in is really difficult, and helping clients recognise that it's not their fault, that they've been controlled, is one of the important parts of their service.
Dr. Patterson says perpetrators are most often a son or a daughter or some other close person. She says there's a simple set of questions to help seniors know if they're not being treated correctly.
I've been running a project which is going to older people with a very small bookmark that says, "I'm treated with respect by my family and friends. I know how my money's being spent. I choose what happens in my home. Decisions about my life are in my best interest. My will reflects my own wishes. I know where my medication is." And it says, if you've answered no to any of these, you may wish to talk to someone you can trust.
Russell Westacott agrees it's very important for victims to talk to a friend or a neighbour they can trust.
I just encourage people to have conversations because elder abuse is so stigmatised, and because it is perpetrated by family members, people don't want to talk about it.
For people who come from backgrounds that speak a language other than English, the same advice applies. Dr. Patterson says if they ring the national helpline number, there will be help at hand.
Absolutely vital that older people from non-English speaking backgrounds know that there's help available if they ring the helpline in their state or the 1800 353 374 number, that agency will be able to find interpreters for them and assist them.
The National Ageing Research Institute undertook a study of older people who had been seriously abused. They found that none of those questioned wanted their situation to end up in the judicial system. Kay Patterson again.
To a person, they said, "We don't want have to go to court. We just want this fixed. We want the person to get help for their gambling or whatever's contributed to them wanting and demanding money from me or treating me badly."
Kay Patterson says she hopes that as time goes by, more older people will realise they are not alone and they have human rights which should be respected. Speaking at the beginning of the Aged Care Royal Commission in January 2019, the then Minister for Aged Care, Ken Wyatt, said changes were needed because the current lack of regulation, both for those living at home and in aged care accommodation, is harming the elderly.
If you neglect a child or an animal, there are measures that can be taken against you, but if you neglect a senior Australian, either in a home care context or within residential care, then there is no measure or comeback for that individual.
The helpline for people who may be suffering abuse is 1800 353 374. And although it's a national number, it redirects callers to the helpline in their state or territory. Alan Lee, SBS News.